What is up, Evil Crew? Today, we are exploring the dark case of Lori Vallow. Riddled with multiple mysterious deaths, doomsday fears, and two missing children, the unbelievable case of a 46-year-old mother, Lori Vallow, has stayed in the headlines across the nation for more than 6 months. In September of 2019, Idaho officials began looking into the disappearance of 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan. Preceding their reported disappearance, their mother, Lori Vallow, had unenrolled J.J. from Kennedy Elementary School a day before he was last seen playing in their front yard, claiming that she was planning to start homeschooling the second grader. Vallow had also given away her son's service dog, stating that they were choosing to go in a different direction in order to support JJ's autism.
JJ, what's your new favorite toy? Show mama and papa. Go!
Tylee Ryan, on the other hand, was last seen 2 weeks before her brother's disappearance visiting Yellowstone National Park. It was first unclear as to whether or not Tylee had been alone when she visited the park, but police have since asked for photos from the day of her disappearance. Once the pictures surfaced on iCloud, it became apparent that Lori Vallow, Alex Cox, Vallow's brother, and JJ were all with Tylee when she was last seen. When authorities showed up at the Vallow home responding to a concern report of the missing children, Lori Vallow and her partner, Chad Daybell, claimed that the two kids had moved to Arizona to live with extended family. However, it had in fact been the children's grandmother in Arizona who initially called to report her grandchildren missing, as she was surprised she had not heard from JJ in quite some time. When law enforcement returned the next day to further question the suspicious couple, they discovered that the two had abruptly fled the scene. In a statement in early January, Rexburg police said, "We strongly believe that Joshua and Tylee's lives are in danger."
On January 25th, 2020, police discovered Vallow and Daybell driving near a beach in Kauai, Hawaii.
We're also learning what police found when they searched the couple's rental car on the island last month. According to the affidavit, police found both Tylee and JJ's birth certificates as well as JJ's iPad and a credit or debit card belonging to Tylee.
An immediate search of their car was performed on scene, but no trace of the two missing children was found. Vallow was quickly served with a court order demanding that she produce the children to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare by January 30th or face legal action. Mysteriously, Vallow missed this deadline. Does this mean that the mother of the two could not have succeeded in producing JJ and Tylee even if she had wanted to? If she knows more about the whereabouts of her missing children, she is clearly willing to be charged to avoid coming clean about the information. Although perhaps she has no choice but to accept the charge if her only other option would be to admit something much darker. After the supposed disappearance of her children, Lori Vallow decided to tie the knot to what would become her fifth husband, Chad Daybell.
Recently released my autobiography entitled Living on the Edge of Heaven, where I tell more about my two near-death experiences and how that prompted me to write my novels.
Marrying on November 5th, 2019, the newlyweds shared smiling beach photos amid the chaos of the world, berating them for answers about JJ and Tylee.
There's people around the country praying for your children, praying for you guys. Why don't you give us answers?
That's great.
The two had been married just over a month after Lori's own children went missing, and only a few short weeks after Chad's former wife, Tammy Daybell, died unexpectedly in their Idaho home of reportedly natural causes. She was only 49 years old and was apparently found dead in her bed. According to Fremont County Sheriffs, family members declined an autopsy. Even stranger yet is that Lori's former and fourth husband, Charles Vallow, met his demise in July of 2019 at the hands of Lori's own brother, Alex Cox.
You need police or paramedics?
Both. I'm in police and an ambulance.
What's the emergency there?
I got in a fight with my brother-in-law and I shot him in self-defense.
What happened today? How did it get to this?
I don't know. He was enraged.
What's going on? What happened?
He was talking about my sister earlier.
No, what happened today, though? Like, just in the last 20 minutes.
He came at me with a bat,
Okay. Was he living here or visiting?
He came to pick up his son.
Okay, is the son inside?
No.
Charles Vallow accused Lori in divorce papers of joining a doomsday cult, declaring herself God-sent to prepare the world for a July 2020 apocalypse, and claiming that he feared she would kill him. After Charles Vallow's death, Alex Cox told police that 17-year-old Tylee had taken a metal baseball bat to defend her mother when her stepfather came too close.
The suspect is her brother. Okay, so brother, sister, niece, husband, estranged, doesn't live here, lives in Texas, she's visiting. And so it was a DV earlier this morning, brother kind of broke him up, said it was getting a little bit physical.
With the wife?
Yeah, because wife and husband are kind of separated. Again, he lives out of state. I don't know why he's here to visit. I don't have those details. Ultimately, he came over, they got into a verbal argument. Wife, husband got into a verbal argument. Brother steps in, says, just get the fuck out. At some point, the niece grabs the bat and is poking her dad. Dad takes the bat away. They decide to leave. Everyone leaves. There's a son, too, a younger son. Her son, he's not here either. So wife who lives here, her daughter, her son, they all leave. Her brother staying here, visiting, and the husband. They get into it. He's like, he says they got in an argument. Husband hit him in the head with a bat.
The bat's right next to him.
Brother says, bat goes to his room, grabs his gun, his own gun, goes back out, doesn't stay in the room, doesn't lock the door, doesn't call us, but goes back out, confronts him, says, drop the bat. Guy just dropped the bat. He says he shoots him. Goes back into his room, puts his gun away, grabs his phone, cleans his head up, calls 911.
Cox never spent any time in jail and was never investigated for the death of Charles Vallow. Just hours later, after her ex-husband lay dead in her home, neighbors witnessed something utterly bizarre. Lori was throwing a pool party in her backyard as though nothing had even happened. In police body cam footage, you could see Lori appearing to be quite relaxed about the entire ordeal, even smiling and laughing at a point in the video.
How long have you lived here?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
That's why the neighbors don't know us.
Gotcha.
Like, hi, neighbor, sorry.
Are you working at all?
No.
Okay. And you're still about 5'6"?
Mm-hmm.
120?
Mm-hmm.
Lori Vallow informed Charles Vallow's children from a previous marriage of his death through a text message the following day. If Tylee and Jacob were witnesses to this horrific crime, could this have something to do with their strange disappearances? The insane twists of this story simply continue building complexity and amazement as time presses on. On December 11th, 2019, police announced the exhumation of Tammy Daybell's body with intent to investigate her death amidst the disappearance of JJ and Tylee and the marriage of Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Unbelievably, Alex Cox passed away the very next day on December 12th.
911, where is your emergency?
I have a older male here named Alex. He just passed out here on my bathroom.
Okay, is he awake right now?
I think he's passed out.
You put your mom on the phone?
She's right here, you're on speaker.
Okay, ma'am, the paramedics are pulling up, but in the meantime, we need him to get flat on his back, and we need to give him chest compressions, okay?
Chest compressions. But
has since been speculated that perhaps Lori's brother Alex had something to do with the mysterious death of Chad Daybell's former wife. Sources close to Lori Vallow have disclosed that she even began shopping for rings before the death of Tammy Daybell.
One of the purchases was a malachite gemstone ring for $35, shipped to her new Rexburg, Idaho address. All of this on October 2nd, about 2 weeks before Chad's wife Tammy died in her sleep.
Both deaths of Alex Cox and Tammy Daybell continue to be under investigation, and autopsy reports have not yet been released. Authorities additionally discovered that Lori Vallow had signed a $53 per month rental agreement for a 10x10 unit at Self Storage Plus in Rexburg, Idaho. The company released security camera footage showing Lori Vallow and a man resembling her brother, Alex Cox, visiting the unit 9 times in October and once in November.
Third, with a man who appears to be her brother, Alex Cox. His truck is spotted on camera several times during the month.
The two moved items, including gun cases, in and out of the unit. Cox was also seen visiting the unit alone. Police promptly executed a search warrant on the unit, and inside they found bikes, a scooter, winter clothing, a photo album with pictures of JJ and Tylee, sports equipment, a backpack with JJ's initials, and a jersey with the name of Colby Ryan, Lori's eldest son, who's 23. Colby Ryan has separately appealed to his mother and the general public throughout a collection of various heartbreaking YouTube videos, one of which is titled Mom and consists of Colby begging his mother to come forward with anything she knows so this nightmare can end for everyone.
I want you to end this. I want you to end it for everybody, for the kids, for yourself, for all of us. This can end, so please.
In disbelief, Colby states how everything has been different since Tylee and JJ's disappearance, and that he wishes for everything to come to an end. In early February, Idaho police report finding Tylee's cell phone with Valo and Daybell, and that it had been used after the 17-year-old's disappearance. In October, a month after Tylee disappeared, two small Venmo payments were made from Tylee's phone to a family member. And on October 25th, a text was allegedly sent from the phone to a concerned friend. Hi, miss you guys too. Love ya. According to the report, the friend found the text suspicious. As police continue following scattered breadcrumbs, they discover Lori Vallow's niece, Melanie Pelosky. Pelosky was wrapped up in a custody battle for her kids with her ex-husband Brandon in October of 2019. Brandon alleged in court documents that his ex-wife had knowledge of the whereabouts of Tylee and JJ, but was unwilling to cooperate with law enforcement. Brandon also claimed Pelosky had $1 million of reasons to have him killed, as she was hoping to cash in on the policy to help support the cult. Similar cult talk continued to resurface around the investigation of the missing children. It seemed to stem from Lori Vallow's fifth and current spouse, Chad Daybell. Daybell and his former wife Tammy, who's now deceased, had founded Spring Creek Book Company, which allowed Chad to publish several religious-themed novels about the end times. This led authorities and the public to wonder if Lori Vallow had gotten mixed up in a cult-like community that was responsible for the disappearance of her children. On February 20th, 2020, Lori Vallow was arrested in Hawaii on two felony counts of desertion and non-support of dependent children, as well as resisting or obstructing police officers, criminal solicitation to commit a crime, and contempt of court. She is being held on a $5 million bond at the Kauai Community Correctional Center. Her husband, Chad Daybell, has not been arrested and has not been named as a suspect in connection with Tammy Daybell's death. Lori has since been extradited to Idaho to face charges tied to the disappearance of her two children. But as time goes on, more and more disturbing details are emerging. According to Brandon, Lori thought her children were possessed and were zombies. According to court documents, zombies are described as, quote, human bodies that have had their original spirits forced from them and have been possessed by either a demon, a disembodied spirit, or a worm or slug. The document states that Lori shared concerns that she's been told Brandon needed to die, and that may indicate that Tylee and JJ needed to die as well. These documents also describe Lori's cult-like religion as believing in teleportation and dark and light portals. The couple's attorney issued a statement saying, Chad Daybell is a loving husband and has the support of his five children in this matter. Lori Daybell is a devoted mother and resents assertions to the contrary. We look forward to addressing the allegations once they have moved beyond speculation and rumor. Now let's get into the theories.
The first and most unfortunate theory as to where the two missing children are points a very murderous finger at Lori Vallow. Perhaps the two children were seen as witnesses for the 2019 attack and killing of Charles Vallow, and Lori and her brother created an elaborate scheme to get rid of them. If Tylee was last seen at the entrance to Yellowstone National Park, perhaps searches should narrow in on this location in hopes of recovering the bodies of both JJ and Tylee. A second theory is that the two children are being held somewhere in an undisclosed location, perhaps even voluntarily, in waiting for the supposed July doomsday that Lori and Chad seem to be so committed to preparing for. Maybe the couple was taking their last vacation to Hawaii and refusing to answer questions about their children with the true belief that the world will be ending come July. As insane as this theory may appear, perhaps two misguided adults have so deeply lost themselves in the world of religious fantasy that the scenario presented itself plausibly in their minds. Perhaps some answers may surface from the two about the whereabouts of the children come July. We also cannot ignore the fact that they both believed that the children were zombies, which may have played a part in their disappearance. Maybe Tylee Ryan determined she would be safer running away from the life she was living with her mother. Perhaps the 17-year-old sought out a means of escape to protect both herself and her younger brother, JJ, and she went back for him a few weeks after her own disappearance. This theory would present the most positive outcome, but if this is the case, what is keeping the children from harboring with relatives and coming clean about their escape?
If you guys enjoyed this video, a video is going to pop up right now. Go watch that video, and if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, and we'll see you guys next time.